armed assailants again have attacked an Ebola treatment center in the heart of Eastern Congo's deadly Ebola outbreak. Here is AP correspondent Kara Anna.
The attacker killed one police officer, but the mayor of Butembo says security forces eventually repelled the attackers. This attack comes just days after the center was attacked in late February, and only a few days ago, the center reopened.
Officials in Congo confirm more than 850 cases of Ebola, including 600 deaths in the current outbreak. More than a week after the fact, the North Korean state media have reported that the Hanoi summit between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump ended in failure and said the United States had refused to accept a deal proposed by the North Korean leader. There are also signs Pyongyang may be getting set for a rocket or missile launch, which has gotten President Trump's attention.
I would be surprised in a negative way if he did anything that was not per our understanding, but we'll see what happens.
State Department spokesperson Robert Paladino suggests the United States is in waiting mode.
But our message here publicly and privately for that matter is we're ready. We remain ready to engage North Korea in a constructive negotiation.
After a one-day break, the United States and the Taliban were expected to be talking again today in Qatar as the two sides look for a peaceful settlement to an Afghanistan war that is nearly two decades old. U.S. and insurgent negotiators have insisted the discussions are headed in a positive direction, but there are conflicting claims about the agenda. The Taliban side puts the focus on the withdrawal of U.S.-led forces from Afghanistan, while the United States says the discussions include a Taliban ceasefire and an all-Afghan set of peace talks. This is VOA News. The White House next week releases its new budget proposal. Prime components, more heavy spending on the military.